no comparison. All right, I'm going to tell you that there is no comparison to who you are to anyone else in here. God does not compare you to anyone. There's nobody like you. You are a one of a kind. You are created by God. For you, God created wonderfully, beautifully, perfectly made. Every little inner workings of you, God gave you. It was so amazing how Patty had mentioned that during praise and worship about, you know, the fish swimming around. They were created by God. Everything beautiful, everything wonderful, everything lovely. So know, get that in your spirit right now, that there is no comparison to anyone in here, out there, anywhere to you. You are uniquely and wonderfully made. That comes from Psalms 139, 13 and 14. God knows you and approves of you before you were born. Jeremiah 1 and 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. Jeremiah 31 and 3. As far as east is from west, so is how far I have your transgressions have been removed from me. And that's Psalms 103 and 12. For we are his workmanship, his own masterwork, a work of art created for good works, which he has prepared for us beforehand, before we were born. And that's from the Amplified Version of Ephesians 2 and 10. And that in God we know that all things will work together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. That's Romans 8 and 28. Everything is possible with God. Your possibilities are limitless in him, because God says there is nothing impossible with him. Luke 1 and 37. And he never leaves us, and he never forsakes us. And that's Joshua 1 and 5. He knows your insecurities, and he knows your fears. He wants you to be strengthened and of good courage to address the challenges of fear. We all have them. We all have something, somewhere, every single day that challenges us, that says you're not good enough, that challenges us to say, you can't do this, you're not strong enough. It could be something health-wise, it could be financially, you know, it could be words that were spoken over you. It could be memories of the past that you haven't let go of. There's all kinds of things continuously setting yourself up for comparison to who God says you are, wonderfully, beautifully made. But God also says you are made with a purpose. We have to remember that. If you don't remember anything else, remember you are created with purpose. Purpose. The only one that you owe to be the best to is between you and God. And it's truly to yourself. God gives you life, and he is the only one who you are going to have to give account to when you leave this earth. When your purpose is finished, God is the only one that you will be called to give account to. And that's Romans 14 and 12. So then each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. Father has authentically, uniquely defined you in abilities that only you can carry out. He will not compare you, good or bad, to anyone else, or ask you about them. So God is not asking us to, you know, be about other people's business. If you were here on Sunday, remember, pastors spoke on that, about keeping your peace, and that it's none of our business what someone else is doing. Because remember, God is working out his purpose in each one of us. We're not to compare it to how he's doing it with someone else. We're not to compare it with the tools that he gave that person that maybe he has not given you. Because he has given you the measure of faith, and he has given you everything that you need to be all that he's purposed you to be. Father God is concerned with you, with your life, with your growth, with your desires, with your peace. Jesus has given us the freedom to have this abundance. We do not have to compare ourselves, saying, are we worthy? Now, this is for Christians. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. You have a pardon for your sins, and you have been recreated new. All old things have been passed away, and now you've been made new. There is no comparison in God's eyes to your sin. Remember, I just said He has removed them as far as from east as from west. But what God needs us to see is who we are, so that we can know exactly what it is that's coming against us to create a fear that makes us think that we're being compared with someone else. That's what God wants to show us. That's what Jesus died to make us worthy of, so that we could know who God created us to be. We can compare ourselves to others, but it opens the door for sin. When we start comparing ourselves to others, we're basically telling God that He didn't do good enough with us, that we know better. We're actually setting ourselves up against God's kingdom, because God's kingdom is in you when you accept Christ. You have the choice to choose if you choose to follow it. So when the attacks are coming against you, and they will, and the comparisons, or you want to compare yourself because, you know, someone's walked in the room that's prettier than you, or more talented than you, or more money than you, and automatically you begin to feel those insecurities. God wants you to know that He is your security blanket, and that He gave you everything and equipped you for what you're going to need for that particular battle. And instead, what we try to do is mask it, or we try to become, or we can become bitter, and we can become jealous, and that enters sin. Well, Christ died for us to take away that sin. So when we go and pick it up, we're saying, God, I'm comparing myself to Jesus, and I think I could have done a better way. And that's a sin. That's a sin against your body, and it's a sin against God. Now, God is faithful. 1 John 1:9 says that He is faithful to forgive us of our sins when we repent. Well, you know, there's a lot of things about Deborah that she knows now that she didn't know back then, that she did, that she didn't realize that she needed repentance of. But through the years, and with training up, and with being in God's Word, and letting Him show Deborah who she is, then I'm able to become who God has created me to be. And I've picked up weapons of warfare against that bitterness and jealousy. Remember, Pastor told us to guard our peace. And we know that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And that as we're stayed in His character, in His way, the way He did, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can carry out and we can walk in the abundance that God has for us, instead of carrying around that weight of not good enough. Confusion breeds anxiety. And confusion is not of God. Comparison will make you worry. It will get you anxious. You start inventing things that could happen when they're not even happening. Your picture goes way out in left field, and before you know it, you've got yourself talked out of doing what you know God asked you to do. That's why Jesus says to not worry, to not be anxious for anything, but with prayer and supplication, present yourself to God and let Him show you who you are. Let Him show you what He has for you, so that that comparison and that competition with one another will not set you up for opening the doors of sin that are going to cause the blessings not to come. God has blessed us mightily. He has given us every tool that we need to fight everything that pertains to us individually. We don't have to fight among ourselves. I've been reading a book, and I've just started on it, but I went to see Joyce Meyer. And I love Joyce. I've been following her since 1993. But one thing she does is she writes a lot of inspirational books, Battlefield of the Mind. She gets you to really think about what you're reading and what you're thinking about. And, you know, words can change your life, and we all know that, the words we speak. Pastor and pastors have both been just, you know, training us up in that, drilling us in there. Watch what you speak, because your words have power. Well, in this book, it's called Authentically and Uniquely You. And she says, we are all unique, and that is good. There is no one else in the world exactly like you. We are all unique with a unique purpose of God. And in the book, at one point of it, she says that, you know, people are frustrated today. And you can see that. I mean, you can see the frustration on people's face. There's road rage. There's, you know, people get upset when they have to wait more than, you know, a few seconds for anything. We're just like hyped up. I mean, we're really hyped up. And then we go on Facebook and we see that, oh, so-and-so is over here and this person's over there and I'm just sitting at home. And the anxiety just builds and builds and builds. And God says, whoa, wait a minute. I created you with everything that you need. Get with me. Pull back into that peace, back into my presence. Don't be comparing what they're doing. And I'm going to bless you. And I'm going to give you everything that I purposed and created for you. But she said that frustrated people are unhappy people. And they're usually that way because they don't like themselves. And isn't that true? The basis of our salvation is in receiving the love of God. That's where it begins. There's no comparison. Like Carla said before she walked away, she didn't know the power in what she just said, but she said there's no comparison in God. And there's not. There is no comparison in God's eyes to who we are when he looks at us. And you know why? Because as Christians, the blood of Jesus covers us. And when we plead that blood of Jesus, God sees us in our purpose and the way that he created us amazingly and wonderfully. And so when we look in the mirror and we start cutting ourselves down, or we start picking at things, our flaws, and telling God why we can't do something, we're being blasphemous. And that's disobedient. That is disobedience. And, you know, God does not, that's not what he wants for us. It also puts us in a position to be a people pleaser. And we know that being a people pleaser can steal your peace. It'll steal it in a moment. There is no way. We were not meant to hold up the world. That's why Jesus died, and he did his complete work, and the Holy Spirit came so it could be in each one of us, not having to have one person be for so many people. The Holy Spirit is in each one of us as we receive it. There is no comparison in God's eyes because of that protection of the blood. In Galatians 1 and 10, in the New Living Translation, it says, obviously, and this was Paul talking, and he says, obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If I'm trying to please people, then I'm not a servant of Christ. You hear those words? If you're comparing yourself, or you're getting jealous over what someone else has, or you're getting offended, those offenses are stealing the peace and the joy of God from you. They are stealing the place that God has purposed for you to be. And how many times do we know when something has not gone our way, we just say, I just can't do it, and we throw it down? God loves us. God loves us. That's the reason for this whole thing, is he loves us. And it hurts his heart for us to tell him that what he did was not good, because he said that we were created in his image and he saw it as good. Galatians 1:10 in the Contemporary English Version, I just read it that the other way, but this is, I'm not trying to please people. I want to please God. Do you think I'm trying to please people? If I were doing that, I would not be a servant of Christ. Now, the reason that I gave these two different versions is because I feel power. I feel power in that Contemporary English Version, because it's like you're talking back to the devil and saying, I'm not going to be a people pleaser. I'm going to be a God pleaser. We should only be looking at the image of God, not at our own image, because it, you know, it's fallible, but at the image of God. And isn't that what Jesus did? He knew who he was, and he walked in that truth. When he was asked, you know, people would say, "Oh, who are you?" He compared himself to the Father. John 6 and 38 says, "For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but the will of the one who has sent me." John 5 and 19, "Therefore Jesus answered, saying, Truly, truly, I say to you that I, the Son, can do nothing unless it is of the Father, and of the Father's doing, because the Son does what the Father does in like manner." That's what we're purposed to do. We're not to nitpick on those things that bother us. We are to stay in God's peace, like Pastor talked about on Sunday. Jesus being our Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9 and 16. Peace with our God first. That comes through repentance, accepting that God loves you. And then making peace with others, because God wants us to live strifeless life. Like Pastor calls it, being in the rhythm of grace, flowing in perfect rhythm with what God has purposed us for. In order to truly begin to walk in this, we've got to be courageous. And Jesus taught us to be of good courage and to cheer up, because he has already done this for us. He has overcome the world. We're not to compare ourselves to others, but to stay on track in peace and in joy. The only fight that we should be in is the one against the one who challenges the kingdom of God. That's where our fight comes in. We're not to compare, but we are to challenge, because God says that iron sharpens iron. So God is going to allow people and places and things and disappointments, you know, to come to us or be in our world, because they are training us up and strengthening us, showing us who he really made us to be. Because he doesn't want us to grab at the things of the world and take their image as our own image, because he knows that that's going to let us down. And it's going to separate us from him. Because it's easy to pick up guilt. You know when you are feeling bad about something that you did. I mean, as a Christian, we know we have that prompting, and we can kind of push it aside. But you know what? You may think, well, I've handled it because I've got peace with it. But if it's still gnawing at you, then you don't have complete peace. And you have to continually take it back to the throne of God. But he will sustain you, and he will give you that peace. So there's no need to say, well, God, if you do it this way, and compare your way to God's way, because what you're doing is you're agreeing with the father of lies. Every time that you take something that God did not say about you, or you try to grab something that God has not purposed for you, you are taking it out of his hands, and you are giving it directly to the one who's trying to steal from you and destroy you. And God loves us too much to do that. Too much to love us. I mean, too much love. Not too much love. Oh, my goodness. There's somewhere I'm going, and to be honest, I'm a little bit nervous about it. So, but God is good. We should not self-reject ourselves or let others use their insecurities and fears against us, because that's what the devil does. He uses fear. So if someone is struggling with something in their life, and you walk in and have exactly what they want, we should be a purposed blessing of God to show them how to get that into God's hands and get the problem solved. God didn't say we were the Savior. He said Jesus was. So in our purpose, as we learn, God is training us up so we can give that away. So we will come against things and places and people and situations that will challenge us. And we have to learn and know that God loves us enough that we can walk away in peace and leave it until it's time to deal with it, and not go back and forth trying to make something work. You know, when we're comparing anything, you know, we're trying to see which thing is better or which thing is heavier or which thing is lighter. There's a juggling act. And God says, I know exactly what you need, the way you need it, and I'm going to give it to you if you'll just trust me. And that's what Jesus did. He walked in the image of Christ. He was a man. He was a brother. He was a son. He was a carpenter. He did all the things that he needed to do in God's purpose, but he didn't pretend. He knew that he knew who he was. 2 Corinthians 5:17 again says, therefore, in Christ you are a new creation. All things have become new. The old is gone, and the new is here. There is no comparison. Not even in your scars and in your stars. We all have accolades and things that we are proud of. Things that we have done in our life that we may feel that, hey, I'm superior in this. You know, the devil uses our accolades just like he uses our insecurities. But the Word tells us not to be vainglorious. Our confidence and our pride is in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. And God wants us to do that. He wants us to brag on Him and to testify of Him and bring glory to Him. And our adversary is trying to steal that. Okay. As many of you know, probably here, since the age of 16, I have modeled and done TV commercials. And I was pretty well known everywhere I went. Didn't matter where I went. So you can imagine, it was a lot of pressure, you know, to keep everything up, you know. And, of course, I love the Lord. I accepted the Lord at 11 years old. And I felt the wind of the Holy Spirit come in. And directly after that, things happened in my life that immediately stole things from me. And it was a very, very hard, hard time. And I didn't feel very lovely for lots of reasons. And one of those reasons is, when I was born, God kissed me extra special. This is going to be a little difficult to do holding the microphone. When God created me marvelously and beautifully, He created me with a birthmark, a kiss from heaven. They call this a port wine stain. Most people would say, well, that's okay. You can get over that. Well, also, all the girls were wearing pierced earrings. Well, I found out I can't do that. And I love diamond earrings. Boy, I'm telling you, these girls that have pierced ears in here and they can wear, ooh, I can't. Because I have a birthmark. And if I were to get punctured, I may not clot. So there I have it. I have to wear clip-ons. Okay. Well, I also have what is called a vascular tumor with me every day of my life. And that, and I'm only going to just do like right here because I don't have a mirror and I'm holding this microphone. But the vascular tumor is very, very purple. And you probably can't see it as much because, you know, with the beauty lights that are on here. But it's very purple. So, with no makeup on, the reaction that I got at 12, 13, and 14 years old is, who put that hickey on your neck? Who slapped you? What have you been doing? And you can imagine the images that people were giving me, you know, about who I was. And they were starting these images that were not God's image of me, but it was their perceptions of me. And it started me on a journey of saying, What can I do to hide it? Well, you know what? That was the blessing of God, too, because remember I told you that God will give us tools for everything that we need? I, at a young age, was not understanding that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, they're spiritual. But God knows in human flesh, He will give us human resources. That's what we do with the tithes. We put physical money in God's hands, and we have supernatural power. Well, God sent me ministering angels to talk with me and to show me ways that I could cover the birthmark. And so I started, you know, playing with makeup, and I started, you know, being able to work with concealers. And most people in here say, what birthmark? What birthmark? But you know what God did more than anything? As He was training me on the inside, He was giving me physical tools on the outside. And this is what I want you to pay attention to. It's okay to seek help for any warfare or struggle that you're going through inside. If something is irritating you that you see that someone else is doing and you want that for yourself, God wants you to have the desires of your heart. And it is okay. It's okay to change your diet. It's okay to take supplements. It's okay to work out. It's okay to care about yourself. It's okay to love yourself. It's okay to buy new clothes. Like Joyce Meyer's book, I said, it was like, eat the cake and buy the shoes or something. It was a book that she wrote. But it's true. It's okay to rest when you need to rest. Don't be jealous and bitter because someone else is taking a vacation. Use wisdom. And God's been bringing wisdom. Look at Carla. She's been bringing us the blessings of how to get our finances in order. That God is always speaking to us. We don't need to compare ourselves when we see lack or we desire something. But people, we need to be a doer of the word that God gives us. Now, I got a lot of ridicule, too, from covering up the birthmark. Now, is that not strange? You would think that people would say, well, I'm glad you're covering that up so I don't have to look at it. But no. The outward, the inward that God was working in me with, and the confidence that He was building in me because He loved me, because I was doing modeling conventions and winning. I was going up. I was 33 years old going up against 20-year-olds and took 3 out of 3 in Models of the South. I had modeling agencies come to me wanting me for TV and commercial work. But I was a young mother. And I was going through a struggling time. And I sought the peace of God, and the peace of God was to be there with my children and to train them up in the way they should go. But God loved me and covered me, and He gave me jobs here and there. The favor of God, the favor of man. I got commercial work, and I would walk on the scene and get paid more money than I make right now at times. But God. But you know what? He had a purpose for me. And I was not to use that purpose of makeup and covering up for vain. I was to use it for purpose. I started Mary Kay Cosmetics back in 1993. Isn't it funny how God links all these things? What the devil meant to destroy you with, to compare you to, God says, I'm going to compare. I'm going to show the devil what he's really going to see. And I'm going to compare him what he lost. Because you're my child. You're my child. And I have created you with such wonder and such beauty. And your purpose is going to go out in the world. And so through my seeking of God, and through His sending people to me and opportunities to me, and me listening and being a doer, accepting that. I mean, it was hard, you know, to have someone say, oh, I can help you to cover that up. I mean, you know, there was embarrassing times in my life. And as a young girl, you know, growing up, I mean, all of the, you know, the physical part of me was developing, and it was attractive. But to have people come up to you and say, are you beat up? And let me tell you, just a couple of months ago, well, I had probably about 5 weeks ago, I went to the ER at Jack Houston Hospital. And when I went in there with vertigo, they asked me, had I been abused? They said, who has beat you up? Because it can look really, really purple. And especially if I scrub really, really hard. So the Deborah that you see here with the purple birthmark, or the vascular tumor, or the earrings that have clips, you know, instead of piercing, is still the Deborah that showed up here in the beginning. There's no difference. Because the difference, the glory, goes to God. I don't have to compare myself to when I have makeup on and when I don't. You don't have to compare yourself on your off days. You don't have to compare yourself, I didn't do enough. You don't have to compare yourself, God can't use me. You don't have to compare yourself when your healing is not manifesting in the way that you think it should be manifesting. Because God will use you and strengthen you. Because you know what? That's what we're about. We're about His purpose. And He gives us the tools to be all that we need to be when we align it up with Him. It's not about the outward. It's about the inward heart. And as Pastor said, the keys to peace is communion with God. Communion with God. Of course, I got off the page. I don't even know where I am, but I'm just going to say glory to God. Just know that God loves you with an everlasting love more than you can ever know. And the devil gets you every time you get in bitterness and jealousy and strife. And everything that you feel that is trying to set itself up against who God created you to be, ask God and He will show you. He will bring you ministering angels. He will bring you word of wisdom. This church is rich in wisdom. And He will be your confidence. So when you're not quite on your mark, you don't have to be, because He always is. And He has marked you His. He has marked you wonderfully and beautifully made. Thank you. Okay, well, I'm just going to go ahead and close out. So anyway, I do want to say that it's great that everybody is here in the sanctuary tonight. And as I looked out, I thank you, because I felt the love like Patty was talking about. I really did, and that's awesome. So you in Facebook land, we would invite you to come join us here at Oasis. We will be here Sunday morning at 10:30. We start off with a wonderful praise and worship. We get our hearts and our minds ready, and we unite together in one accord, and the Holy Spirit is here, and it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time in the Lord. So if you do not know the Lord and you want to seek Him, this is the place to be. If you need encouragement, this is the place to be. Come out and join us. And we're just going to finish out in prayer. Father God, I thank you for the word. I thank you for speaking through me. I thank you for courage. And I thank you for each and every one here. They are beautiful, Father, in your sight. They are beautiful and wonderfully made with purpose. And Father, we just give you all the glory for the good things that you are doing with this church and with each person. In Jesus' name, amen.